You know, often when we read biblical passages, we need to consult some great biblical scholar or a commentary on the Bible to understand precisely what it means, but not in today's gospel. This is one of those passages where Jesus tells us exactly what to do. And if we do it, he tells us exactly what the results will be. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. Can it get any simpler than that? Now, I can tell you from my own life that I didn't always ask, and I didn't always seek. And if I did seek, I sought what I wanted to find. And I had a friend once tell me that if you look for the bad in things, then you'll find the bad. But if you look for the good, then you will find the good. And if we seek the things of this world, then we will find the things of this world. If we knock on the door of excess, materialism, secularism, then that door will be open for us, and we will fall into that pit. We'll end up becoming attached to those things, and our lives will become empty and shallow. It's only when we seek God and knock on the door of his heavenly kingdom will we truly find love and happiness. Is it not the desire of each one of us here to find true peace, joy, love, to be filled with a calmness, a tranquility, to be filled with promise and hope? These are the things that only God can bring into our lives. Money, possessions, stuff, that won't give this to you. Only God will. And this type of turning to the Lord, seeking only that which is of God, it takes a conversion of heart. It takes a recognition of one's own self, our weaknesses, our struggles, our failures, and yes, our sins. You know, maybe there's a sin deep within your heart right now that keeps you weighed down, keeps you chained to where you cannot fully love with a true freedom. Maybe there's something preventing you from loving God and your neighbor with your entire being. This is the season of Lent. This is the season of repentance. Turn to the things of God. Experience the freedom through reconciliation. Experience the freedom through the sacrament. Let Christ's love envelop you. Go to confession. Free yourself from those chains, and you will be free, my friends. Ask, seek, and knock for love, joy, and hope. Ask for those things that are of the Lord, and I promise he will answer you.